In this bulletin, Barnaby Joyce says he'll challenge the Nationals' leadership position if a spill is held. Two people stabbed in a terror-related incident in London. And Novak Djokovic wins his 8th Australian Open crown to reclaim the world number one ranking. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Barnaby Joyce has confirmed he'll challenge Michael McCormack for the leadership of the National Party if the position is spilled. Nationals MPs will meet in Canberra tomorrow to vote for a new deputy leader after Bridget McKenzie resigned over the sports grant scandal. With Senator McKenzie stepping down as deputy, there'll be a ballot for her position, but it's up to the Nationals party room as to whether there is a leadership spill as well. Mr. Joyce has told the Seven Network he'll leave it up to his colleagues to decide whether the party needs a new leader.
If people want to investigate whether there's going to be a change, now's the time to do it, 2 years before the next election. With Bridget's stepping down, there's obviously going to be a ballot in any case for the deputy. So
right.
There you go. But it's up to other people. If they want to do the spill, they'll do the spill. If they don't, they don't.
But Mr. McCormack is confident he'll continue as leader.
There is no vacancy for the leadership at the moment of the National Party, and I have delivered for regional Australia. I've absolutely made sure that the $100 billion record amount of money that we're spending on infrastructure that regional Australia has received its fair share.
Barnaby Joyce resigned as the Deputy Prime Minister and leader of the Nationals in February 2018 following revelations of his affair with a former staffer. Greens leader Richard Di Natale has resigned as party head and will leave the Senate within months to spend more time with his young family. He made the announcement today and spilled all the leadership positions, which includes the co-deputy leadership roles held by Adam Bandt and Larissa Waters. The Greens party room will vote for a new leadership team tomorrow. Police say a man shot dead by officers in South London after stabbing two people had a hoax explosive device strapped to his body. Police received reports of the stabbings in the Streatham neighbourhood around 2 p.m. local time on Sunday. Streatham MP Bel Ribeiro Addy says one of the victims is being treated for life-threatening injuries.
We are confident that this is an isolated incident that has been contained. Officers from our counter-terrorism command are investigating at pace. We are also liaising and cooperating with the Independent Office of Police Conduct as they conduct their necessary inquiries.
Australians stranded in the Chinese city of Wuhan, the origin of the coronavirus outbreak, are flying to Christmas Island today. The Qantas flight is being operated by a volunteer team of 4 pilots and 14 cabin crew, and they'll undergo several cautionary procedures, both in-flight and once it's landed. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has told the Seven Network the only way to ensure those coming from China don't pass the virus on to others is to quarantine them.
We want to make sure that we isolate people coming from Wuhan, and obviously we've put in place a lot of logistical support. We've worked very closely with Defence and Border Force. They'll receive those people, and people will be in quarantine for up to 14 days until they can get clearance from the doctors. Mm. And once that happens, people can then return back to their homes.
In tennis, Novak Djokovic has defeated Dominic Thiem 6-4, 4-6, 2-6, 6-3, 6-4 to clinch an 8th Australian Open crown and reclaim the world number one ranking. Under siege for much of the 4-hour match, the defending champion found himself behind after 3 sets for the first time in 8 finals at Melbourne Park. But after capturing the decisive break in the 3rd game of the final set, the Serb locked down the match to secure his 17th Grand Slam title. Djokovic has praised the Austrian's efforts.
Dominic, is a fantastic tennis player that plays with tremendous amount of power in his shots, especially from the forehand side. He uses his slice really well, so he disrupted my rhythm in my game at one point, and he was a better player. I mean, he one point and probably one shot separated us tonight.
Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 38 degrees. Adelaide, a possible morning shower and 22. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18. Hobart, showers and becoming windy, 16. Canberra, sunny and 30 degrees. Wollongong, a light shower or two, 27. Sydney, a light shower or two and 29. Newcastle, showers, a possible storm, 29 degrees. Brisbane, hot and sunny, 36. Cairns, a possible shower, 33. And Darwin, rain at times, a possible storm, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.